You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Friends, I thank you for taking 15 precious minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in the middle of something. Actually, this is day two of a four-part sermon. Actually, it's one sermon I've cut into four parts from something I preached last week at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled The Days of Lot, and it's a look at, well, as the Lord Jesus said himself, he said that as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be when he returns. He says that we will know his return is near when things are the way that it was back in Lot's time. So that's what we're looking at here today and this week. We're going back to Genesis chapter 19 to look at how things were in the days of Lot. And we're looking at the rest of this week, really, on 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. So that's where we're at. I invite you to come out to Island Community Church. If you enjoy sermons like this and Bible teaching like this, I invite you to come out to Island. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet for Bible study Wednesday night. We're just starting this week a brand new Bible study, the book of Acts, verse by verse, Wednesday night from 6 to 7. We'd love to see you there. And Sunday morning at 10:30, you're invited to come out to Island. Now, here's part two of this message, The Days of Lot.
Asking them what sex they want to be when they grow up. That falls on you, Mr. and Mrs. School Teacher, and anyone that's going to mislead a child. School teachers are right there with pastors. One and two, school teacher and pastor. That's where the kids learn this. Jesus said, just as it was in the days of Lot, so you will know my return is coming soon. Again, verse 4. Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both the old and the young, all the people, down to the very last man, surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we may know them. So what characterized the days of Lot? Here it is. Homosexuals demanding their rights. If you take anything from this message, that's it right there. Homosexuals demanding their rights. Verse 6. So Lot went out. Lot went out to them through the doorway and shut the door behind them. And said, please, my brethren, don't act so wickedly. See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you, so that you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof. Now, I'm assuming he didn't mean what he said. Or these were two unmarried daughters, because it says later he went and spoke to his sons-in-laws. Maybe he brought out an 8 and a 9-year-old or something. I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years old. But to say that they've never known a man while his sons-in-law says he was crazy, you don't know what you're talking about. Maybe he had more than two kids. But Peter called him a righteous man, and I don't see how a righteous man would do something like that. Ron, you have two daughters, don't you? Would you do that? Verse 8, I've got two daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you and do to them whatever you want. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. Then they said, this one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal with you worse than with them. So they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door. This complaint speaks volumes. Have you ever heard that line today? Have you ever had an unbeliever or someone quote to you Matthew 7:1? Judge not, lest you be judged. That's their favorite line. That's nothing new. That's 2,000, 3,000, 3,000. That's 4,000 years ago. Same thing happened. Now, don't act wicked. Don't do this. And they said, who are you to judge us? Are you a judge? Judge not, lest you be judged. Verse 10. But the men reached out, this is the angels, reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to find the door. Has anyone here ever seen the horror movie The Night of the Living Dead before? Can you picture this? This is where the word zombie comes from. Here's 4,000-year-old zombies walking around like they're blind. Can you imagine this? An 8-year-old kid walking around like this blind looking for the door so he can go in and rape the guys that are in there? Then the man said to Lot, have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, whoever you have in the city, take them out of this place. Because we will destroy this place because the outcry of them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out, spoke to his sons-in-law, who had married his daughters, and said, get up and get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his sons-in-law, he seemed to be joking. Wow. It's like so prophetic, isn't it? You're joking. Say that to someone today. God's going to destroy this city. And this would be the response to that. You're joking, right? You're one of them there religious zealots. When morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of this city. And when he lingered, the men took hold of his hand and his wife's hand, Lot's wife, and the hands of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. Again, I think history there is going to repeat itself as well. I think God's going to lead us outside of the city as well. Remember, God does not slay the righteous with the wicked. Abraham said that to him, and God agreed with him. Likewise, it'll be the same thing with us. I believe he's going to leave us out of the city, lead us out of the city as well. So there you have it. This is what happened to Sodom. And Jesus said again, as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be when he returns. Now, here in America, 200 million people in this country would take issue with what I just said. That is the statement that homosexuality is wrong. And either not believe it, or say that I was joking, or call God a meanie, or just flat out not believe. Or people would say today that God is fine with homosexuals that are in a loving relationship. You ever heard that one before? There's this young little whippersnapper, churches, Baptist churches, some, from all over the country are inviting this guy to speak. His name is Matthew Vines, who's trying to prove that there's a difference between a loving homosexual relationship and what happened in Sodom. We're going to address that here in a minute and see if what he said is true or not. Now turn with me, please. Let me ask the question first. First, let me say, the problem in Sodom was homosexuality. Homosexuals. What does the New Testament say about this? Is it okay to be in a loving relationship with someone in the same sex? So the answer, not only does the Bible condemn homosexuality, but the Bible condemns both partners in a homosexual relationship. Did you know that? In case you or someone was uncertain or thought it was a gray area, if you would please turn with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. It says here, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" Then it says, "Do not be deceived." In other words, don't kid yourself. That's the Esposito paraphrase. Don't kid yourself. Or don't let anyone else tell you different. This is the truth. Do not be deceived. Don't let the newscaster tell you different. Don't let the sports announcer tell you different. Don't let your pastor tell you different. Do not be deceived. Now here comes the truth. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor what the Bible calls sodomite, nor thieves, not to leave any of these out, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. So again, don't kid yourself. If you practice, this is the key word, practice. If you practice these things, if you are known by these things, now don't get me wrong, not if you've ever committed these things, but if you are known, if you practice these things, reminds me of that old Three Stooges line, you know, where the Three Stooges are doctors. Mo, Larry, and Curly's our doctor. And the guy goes up to Curly and goes, "Just where do you practice medicine?" And he said, "I don't need to practice it. I know it."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of
breaking, you are left unshaken. When everything's tumbling down, you're the solid ground. Nations could be quaking, economies failing, when fear is found all around.